been listening to Ion Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Ion Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.
And welcome back. We're here at the Montage Palmetto Bluff. Peter Greenberg here in South Carolina, the Low Country, as Ion Travel continues. Of course, you can always reach me. You know the drill. Just email me to peter at petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We'll solve it right here on the air. I've got a question here from Ron who wants to know, if my flight gets canceled because of the events in Israel, am I entitled to a refund? Well, the answer is yes. Why? Even though it's a force majeure, the airlines can claim it's an act of God. The bottom line is the airline was the one that canceled your flight. And as long as your flight is leaving from the United States, the U.S. rules prevail. And that means you are entitled to immediate refund back to your original form of purchase. That doesn't mean a credit voucher or a credit for a future flight. No, you're entitled to your money back. Now, if you paid for it with a credit card, it goes back to the account as a credit. If you paid for it in cash, I don't know anybody does that anymore, you get cash. But you get the drill, has to be done immediately. For any of you listening who are in a similar situation, and you're not going to get cooperation from the airline, you email me with all those details, peter at petergreenberg.com, and we will get into that. Okay, here's one from Doris who said, we're a senior couple who had to cancel our Canadian Rockies trip in August of 2023 due to the wildfires. I remember those well, Doris, because we were up in Canada during that time and we saw it. She said, the route to Vancouver, to Jasper, to Banff, and back to Vancouver via Kamloops. Interestingly enough, we did that same route a couple years ago and broadcast this show from the Rocky Mountaineer. She said, understand that you don't have a crystal ball. They offered us a new trip, either May to September. Do you have any thoughts on when we might be least likely to encounter wildfires in 2024? Well, if you want to look at some historic modeling, the answer, of course, is May or September. You mentioned May to September. I would look at the end of May or the beginning of September. That's, and of course, September to me is always the magic month when it comes to travel. It's the best weather, the fewest crowds. It's not oppressively hot. June and July and August, I mean, that's high season for wildfires. So there's my suggestion. No crystal ball, but I hope that's helpful. Okay. Here's one from Jackie, who says, I have recently reconnected with my high school boyfriend, and I'm planning a trip to the Bahamas in May to celebrate his 80th birthday. Love this story. I've invited his two daughters, who will be turning 50 and 55, so I want to do this right. I have found the perfect house, but don't know if I should book those flights now or wait. We will be going out of Asheville, North Carolina. Well, May is an interesting month because you're coming out of high season into low season, of course, the summer months in the Caribbean. But bottom line is, take a look at the computer now. Go ahead, you can... I always tell you this, you can always research online. You don't necessarily have to book online. At this particular time, you already have your accommodation set. So if you can find fares from Asheville, North Carolina to Nassau, I'm assuming you're flying to Nassau, under $400, book it now. If not, wait about 54 days ahead of the date you want to go in May. And that's when the airlines will look at their algorithms on a year-over-year projection to see who flew there in 2022, who flew there in 2023, and who's going to maybe fly there next May of 24, and adjust the fares accordingly, depending on the loads. But go ahead and look at it now, and if it's under $400, my advice is do it. And by the way, I love your story, and have a wonderful, wonderful trip. I love stories like that. All right, here's one from Gary. He says, it bothers me that going through security, Heathrow last month, we are separated from our passport, boarding card, and wallet. Getting held up before getting scanned, and you hope your stuff is at the other end. Thoughts? Will this ever change? Well, here's what people do, and they don't think about it. I've had to do that too in certain areas, in certain security checkpoints. What you do is you put your stuff there, but you don't put it on the top of the bin. You put it on the bottom of the bin, and you cover it with a lot of stuff. Remember, timing is everything. If somebody really wants to get your passport, they're going to have to lift a lot of stuff up. That's number one. Number two, don't just put your bag on the conveyor belt and walk through security. Wait for your bag to go actually in the conveyor belt in that little tunnel in the scanning machine, and then you go through security. All right? Not only that, you can do something else. If you're traveling with somebody else, have them go ahead of you and wait for that bag on the other end of security in case someone else is in front of you and keeps, you know, alarming the system and have to go back and back and back. A lot of travel crooks do that. Remember, they work in teams. And what they'll do is they'll see you put your bag in on the conveyor belt, and then they'll have somebody in front of you loaded with metal. And every time they go through the scanning machine, it alarms and they got to come back, and you're still waiting. Their other accomplice has gone over ahead of you, and bingo, they take the stuff. So now you know what you got to do. Travel with a good friend of yours who can go ahead of you, or wait to go through until you're the only one in line and your bag is going through it at the exact same time. It's not a difficult concept. Sometimes we just don't think about things when we're going through that. You know, it's tough. We just saw the videotape recently of the TSA officers in Miami who were stealing money out of people's pockets on the bin in those little kitty litter boxes. And, you know, the closed circuit video got them. But you know what? It's no different than when you check a bag, when you get to your location. What do we mostly do? We're so happy to see it on the conveyor belt. We grab it and we run. No, we don't. When you see your bag, open it up. Make sure everything's still in there. Because bag thieves don't really steal bags. Of course, they steal individual items from bags. And once you get home, you want to file a claim. It's your word against the airlines, and you lose. Do it at the moment. All right? Hope that's helpful. Gary, that music means we're out of time for the entire show here in Palmetto Bluff. Again, we'll be continuing to update the Israeli situation on our website, petergreenberg.com. And we'll see you next week with another edition of Eye on Travel. Thanks, everybody.
You've been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.